This is W4DJW. Do we have a net control operator this evening?
KJ4WZM. This is Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KJ4WZM. That's Kilo, Juliet, 4, Whiskey, Zulu, Mike. My name is Daniel, and my location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Top Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. Location of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Any bulletins or announcements for the net? If so, call KJ4WZM. I'm not hearing any, so I'll go ahead and recognize the pre-net check-ins. And I'm currently showing 21 of them. We've got W4FCM, that's Fred, and for IEI, his wife Isla, they're in Traveler's Rest. K4XMR, Mel and Prosperity. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. KG4PFI, that's Don, and KG4QLQ, Linda, there in Piedmont. M4ASW, that's Tony in Asheville. KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. KI4LZI, Andy from Table Rock. KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. K1CJW, Roland in Pickens. KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. W2MJB, that is Mark, and KN4HTP, his wife Wendy, they're in Simpsonville. N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson. AE4BM, Ben in Conesty. KC4W, Bill in Anderson. KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, and KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors. The pre-net check-in list, 21 of them tonight. So we're going to move on to Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4W. Any Echolink stations at this time, I don't hear any either. So we'll go ahead and go on with the rest of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and state your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight being Friday night, we're looking for stations with the suffix of your call uniform through Zulu. U through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Junior 1 on net.
K4XB, that is Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Any other stations uniform through Zulu, U through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
North by India 4, Juliet Tango. Joel in Vesper City, North Carolina. Just check me in and out, please.
Nice, AI4JT, that is Joel from Bessemer City. Joel, thanks for checking in with me tonight. I think this is the first time you've checked in with me, so I wanted to tell you, welcome to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This net is called nightly at 9 p.m. 365 days a year. We'd be glad to have you back. So you're welcome to check in anytime. Any other stations, uniform through Zulu, U through Z, call KJ4WZM. Out the list to Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. Evening, Daniel. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
4WZM. Hey, Daniel, this is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf. Glenn in Gray Court, just check me in and out, negative and negative. You've got some noise of some sort behind your signal. Don't know what it is, but, you know. Anyway, 73, see you in the net.
For WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
In Kilo Foxtrot 4, November X-ray Yankee David, and my wife Marie, Alpha Foxtrot 4, Sierra X-ray. We're in Southern Greenville County, down here around Possum Kingdom. Good evening to everybody on the net. Check us in and out.
Nice. KK4DMW, that is Rick. KK4ONO, his wife Lorena, and KM4MOQ, his daughter Michelle. They're at home in Piedmont tonight. KU2BNG, that is Glenn in Gray Court. KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. KF4NXY, David, and F4SX, his wife Marie, they're in Possum Kingdom. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KJ4WZM.
WZM? Hello, everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Houston, Seneca, no traffic, no comment.
KN4CHY, that is Keith in Seneca. Also like to recognize W4DJW, that is Dave and Greer, by telephone relay. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KJ4WZM. Net would like to recognize KO4NUE, that is Chad and Campobello. We'll go ahead up the list to E through H, Echo through Hotel, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. In Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And Daniel, it's good to hear you calling the net tonight, but I will be in and out. Thank you.
4WZM. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN Harry in Canada, North Carolina, and we'll stick around for a couple of comments.
I'd like to recognize KF4HKX, that is Patrick in Penrose, and KC4EZN, that is Harry in Candler. And Harry, I've got you marked down for comments. Also, I forgot to let KD2BNG, Glenn, and Gray Court know that the sound of my signal is a hum that happens when I first turn my power supply on. If I don't give it time to warm up, it has a hum on my signal, so anybody who's hearing that, that's why. And it might die down during the course of the net, but it takes it a while to warm up. Well, a bit over an hour, actually. But then the hum leaves. So, Harry, got you marked down for comments. We'll be back to you shortly for some practice. Any other stations, E through H, Echo through Hotel, call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. Please check in Kilo 4 Hotel Whiskey Golf. It's K4HWG. This is Henry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative.
K4HWG. That is Henry and Anderson. We'll go up to I through L, India through Lima. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Stream Internet, call KJ4WZM. We'll go ahead and take a break and check for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Stream Internet, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, good evening, Daniel. If you will, check in, if you will, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and all on that. No traffic, no line cable.
Try to check in if you wouldn't mind coming back. I'm I didn't catch most of your call. I got Yankee X-ray, and that's all I was able to get. Net would like to recognize KA4PQA. That is Stephen in Greenwood. Stephen, check in by Echolink. There was another station in there. If you wouldn't mind trying to come back again, you were kind of down in the noise, and I was having a hard time pulling you out. So if you wouldn't mind coming back, we'll try to get you in here. Call E through H. Echo through Hotel, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Internet, call KJ4WZM. I'd like to recognize KO4RYP, that is Anna in Campobello. We'll go ahead up to, I don't remember if I said India through Lima, but if I didn't, any station in India through Lima, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Internet, call KJ4WZM.
Control, please check in out of turn, Kilo Oscar 4. Zulu, Yankee X-ray, KO4ZYX. Daniel, Woodruff currently in star, portable, short time, negative, negative.
Yep. KO4ZYX, that is Daniel. And he said he is in star tonight, portable. Got you checked in. Thanks for coming back to me. Was hard to get you at first, but got you into the computer just fine that time. So, I appreciate it. We'll go ahead. I didn't hear anybody in India through Lima, I through L, so we'll go ahead and look for Mike through Papa next. M through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Meter Net, call KJ4WZM.
WZM, I believe it was. Please check in N9OYL. And also, I'm Jim. And also my wife, Sherry, who is N9 Tango Echo November. We'll both be negative and negative. Been on here before. It's been a few years. I've been expired for a little while and finally found all the paperwork to get my license renewed, so I'm back on the air. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Museum. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred. Mobile here in Piedmont tonight. Send for you, Daniel, and all the net. Be negative and negative tonight.
4WZM. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane. I'm mobile on 85. No traffic, no table. And I checked in early so I could say hello to Jim, N9OYL. Good to hear you tonight, Jim. I'm glad you're back on the air. Back to you, net. N4ZLK.
I'd like to recognize N9OYL, that is Jim, and N9TEN, his wife Sherry. They're in Easley tonight. Welcome back, y'all. Thanks for checking in tonight. Next up, we've got KO4NNH, that is Fred, mobile in Piedmont, and N4ZLK, Shane, mobile on I-85. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, M through P, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WMZ. Good evening, Daniel. Please check in. Out of turn, Echolink, Kilo, Oscar, 4, Zulu, Yankee, X-ray, KO4ZYX. Portable, short time, Daniel. Woodruff, currently in star, negative, negative. Was trying to get in on the HT, but had to switch over to Echolink.
ZYX. KJ4WZM. I got you the second time when you checked in on HT. Maybe the battery died or something, but I checked you in and recognized you. I got you, though. So I did want to let you know I already got you checked in. Thanks for coming back the second time with your call, though, and I really appreciate it.
Roger, Roger got me on the second time around. Yeah, just with the rubber ducky antenna, I don't think I was picking up a good signal. Just wanted to make sure. 73 is you, Daniel, and everybody on the net.
Good, thanks for checking in. We'll go ahead and continue looking for any other stations. Mike through Papa, M through P, call KJ4WZM. Through Tango, Q through T, call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
ZM. Let's check in. Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW, Rich and Graham with no traffic, no roundtable.
4WZM. Skin, Kilo, Juliet 4. Romeo, X-ray. Gwen, IHT, in Simpsonville. No traffic, no right shift.
K4QLG, that is Chris in Liberty. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. And KJ4RXX, my daddy Glenn in Simpsonville. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T, call KJ4WZM. The alphabet now, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November.
And KI4, EJY, Kilo India 4. Echo Juliet Yankee. This is Elisha and Lyman, and I will be negative and negative.
WD8ROM, that is Ed and Brevard, and KI4EJY, Elisha and Lyman. We'll make another call. A through Z, Z through A, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
We'd like to recognize K4JBQ. That is Larry and KC4MFK, that is his wife, Donna. They are at home in Greer tonight. Thank you all for checking in with me. Any other stations? Well, I'll go ahead over to RAG 2 this time. I don't hear anybody else. I'll go ahead over to RAG 2. This is KJ4WZM. And now it's green the formal portion of that with our thanks for checking in. We'll now begin the RAG 2 portion of that with periodic thoughts for check-ins between RAG 2s. First up tonight, we've got KC4EZM, that is Harry in Canberra. How are you doing tonight, Harry?
KJ4WZM, KC4EZM, we're doing good, Daniel. I think last Friday night, I think you checked me in. I was on Interstate 26 between Hendersonville and Asheville, and it was dark, and I would swear that they moved those concrete barriers on either side of the road about 3 feet closer together in the dark, or at least twice. That's what it felt like. So basically, I wasn't really interested in having a conversation right then, but went back Saturday morning in the daylight and then moved them all back out to where they were supposed to be, and it was a nice drive. But anyway, just wondered if y'all had wind and rain down there late this afternoon.
KJ4WZM. Yeah, I've had a lot of wind and rain come through. It was loud, really loud. I have a big tent outside the size of a garage that I park underneath, and Kelly parks underneath, and every single time we get one of those storms coming through, I think that thing's going to fly away, and I make jokes to her. She's like, oh, we were going to go get something to eat, and I was like, well, we better hurry and leave now so that when I come back, I can watch to see which way my tent blows, because I know it's going to leave. Well, it didn't leave today, but I tell you what, it made enough noise. And if it had left, it wouldn't have been anywhere where I could find it. I would have had to see which direction it went so I'd know where to go look. It came through pretty good. But I didn't see any tree damage, which is good. And the power stayed on. I was not expecting that. I figured it'd go out, but it didn't. So I'm glad of that. I did figure I'd let you know that after that, though, I did get a nap today and then woke up at 8:56, 4 minutes before the net, and it feels like I have my head in a fog.
I am getting over that slowly. When I was closer to your age, taking a nap, they talk about taking power naps and all that kind of stuff, and somehow or another, I never quite figured out what that meant. I'd go to sleep, and, you know, half hour, 45 minutes, maybe an hour and a half, but I'd wake up, and my head would hurt, my stomach would be in a knot, and, you know, some shoulder muscles or something. I guess the old country expression, I was just out of sorts, whatever that means. And I thought, you know, if you're going to wake up feeling like you've got a hangover, or you need to do something to cause the hangover, taking a nap's not supposed to be it. So, yeah, I've been there. One of the things you could do is stick your head in the toilet and flush it two or three times, and all that cold rushing water might clear things up.
You got some strange ideas on how to solve problems. But yeah, I'd say I earned my nap, though. In the middle of the week, I started working about 16, 17-hour days. So I'm going to go into work around, I don't know, 7 and come home at midnight sometimes. It doesn't always work out like that, but every once in a while I have the opportunity to do so, so I've taken it. And, I had that opportunity this week, and I did pretty good. I maintained my energy level through the whole week, never felt tired or anything until after supper tonight. So I came home, ate my food, because I got it to go, so I'd be here this time, to call the net instead of being out somewhere and having to try to hurry back to the house. And ate my food, and I kind of felt tired. I was like, yeah, I'll lay down for 5 minutes. I tell you what, that's when all the fatigue caught me right there. I fell into, like, deep sleep, and it felt like it was 2:30 in the morning when I woke up.
KJ4WZM, KC4EZN. Yeah, I've been there. I lay down a little bit this afternoon, and I don't think I went all the way to sleep, but after about a half an hour, I got up and got moving around, and so I had the Daniel Boone Council had their annual volunteer banquet tonight, and I was driving through downtown Asheville about 4:45, and was having a hard time understanding. I could see, but it was pouring down rain. It finally dawned on me most of the rain was blowing sideways. There was a huge wind came through, and where I was going was on the other side of the mountain through the open cut, and it finally got there, but the wind had died down, and it just came a nice little rain and went away. But they're still predicting the possibilities of up here. Anyway, just curious how you were getting along. It sounds like you're doing pretty good. So if you're worried about your garage blowing away, that sounds like it's a semi-normal life.
Sounds pretty good to me. Yep, the normal everyday life of strange happenings like that. That's how it's always been, though. Yep. Hopefully get some more work done on my vehicle this weekend. Finish pulling my engine out. I've got somebody else's project to do tomorrow. I have a tire to put on my motorcycle. And I have air conditioning to put in Kelly's car. It has somehow depleted enough where it gets semi-cool, but not cold. And that is not good for her. And I have been hearing about it every single day for like a week. So I need to fix that. before it gets really hot outside, because then it just won't do much at all. So, I guess I'll busy myself with that this weekend, and hopefully that'll fix that. Glad you got to help out with the dinner thing. And fun, I like your funny little story about them moving those barriers at night. I know it can feel like that. Make you feel kind of claustrophobic and boxed in a bit.
Well, as far as your priorities, I think you need to start with the K word and work your way up from there. I think the rest of your day will probably go better.
I'm not following you.
The K word, as in Kelly.
Oh, yes, for sure. Yes. I have been hearing about that. She's out of the house right now. She just walked out to go out to the vehicle. So I'll tell you something. That way I don't get daggers stared at me. But she's like, if I have to tell you one more time about this air conditioning, I promise you, I'm going to take this door panel off and break some things inside the door, that this window will go down, because I'm not dealing with this heat in this vehicle anymore. Because also, that's another thing that happened with the vehicle, is mysteriously the window decided to stop going down. And she's like, you have two choices, fix the window or fix the AC. And you already have the AC supplies, so I would suggest that, because it's a lot cooler than what's outside. So I was like, okay, all right, no problem. So I also need to fix her window, but she wants the air conditioning fixed more than anything, because that's what's actually cold.
I think you better listen to her, Daniel. Like I say, your priorities start with the K word. Next time she's in the house, tell me so I can talk about you some more.
Okay, yeah, I'll let you know. She just stepped outside for a minute. I don't know when she's going to come back, but she also has friends that live next door, so she sometimes goes and says hi to them. But she just walked out, so I don't know when she'll be back. But if you're still on here when she walks back in, I'll definitely I'll let you know, and you can tell her I'll fix her air conditioning tomorrow.
We'll do that, Daniel. You're learning. Anyway, well, enough of that fun. I had to rash you a little bit. Other than that, just going day to day up here. I managed, and again, blind luck is the best luck. I have listened and listened and not heard India, and I actually worked them last week, and it's been confirmed. And I very seldom hear India. But like I say, I like blind luck better than skill any day.
Wow, good job on that. I too have never ever heard them on the radio. The only India I have ever heard on the radio is when Sid from Fletcher checks in Whiskey 4 India Oscar Echo. That's the only time I hear India on the radio. And a few other people that have I in their call. As far as the country itself, no. Absolutely not. Never heard them. Never heard them. Never worked them. Good job on that one. I'm sure there's several of them, but that is one that I have not heard before.
Well, for whatever reasons, that part of the world just never seems to make it into my antenna. I was looking at my log. I worked Mongolia probably, I don't know, 10 or so years ago, back when propagation was really, really good. I mean, all you had to do was to, you know, almost step out the back door and holler, and you'd get a return. But it's been that long ago. So anyway, that was a little bit of excitement, because, like I say, I don't hear them very often, and this guy was coming in really, really strong. So I made my contact and was really surprised. Some of the new, especially Asian hams, are real good about confirming quickly. I know some older hams who didn't want to be bothered with keeping up a log and stuff, all of a sudden, you know, they're talking to their friends, and the guy said, oh, well, I just got my worked all states or got my first DXCC, and he says, what's that mean? And then they go back and look at their log that they've done by hand and realize that they have done that. It's just that they've never bothered to apply for it, which you do that through Logbook of the World. And I'm sitting at my computer, and when I download from the website, it pops up a question and says, you've downloaded some contacts that are not into your log. Do you want to put them in there? And I always say yes, and get to looking, and they're anywhere from 1 to 4 years ago. And if it goes back too far, my paper log is in the bottom of a drawer somewhere. But they've sat down and entered a couple of thousand logs and contacts and that thing, and then I have to go figure out, did they really talk to me? And most of the times I assume they did. But anyway, that's just something to do, and especially if it's somebody that's new in a new country or something, I want to be sure it gets confirmed. We'll turn it back to you. Tell Kelly that my advice to you was to get her air conditioner fixed tomorrow, and maybe I'll catch her another time when she's within hearing distance. With that, we'll turn it back to you, Daniel. It's KC4EZN.
Good, Harry. And I don't have very many contacts at all. I need to get myself an HF antenna at some point when I've accomplished more of my priorities and to-do list that I need to get done. Right now, the HF antenna is really low on that list, but eventually, as I get more and more and more things done, I can get one. Just not yet. Plus, that'll just divert my attention away from things I need to get done and add another thing to the list of distractions, which I don't need right now. But I'll get to that point. And it'll be fun when I do. Then I get to start logging all those contacts as well, because that does sound like a lot of fun. I would love to go get my DXCC and worked all states and all that kind of stuff. Just can't do it quite yet. But I will get there. Good talking to you too, Harry, and I'll make sure that I get her AC fixed tomorrow. I'm sure she will be ecstatic about that. I know she will be. Not just happy, but very, very, very happy about that. So, we'll get that done, and I guess that about wraps it up on my end too. But we'll catch you later on down the log. I appreciate you hanging around for comments. And we will talk to you next time. KC4EZM, KJ4WZM. Officer Zulu A through Z, call KJ4WZM. That's it up for now. One last thing. Harry, you still in there? KC4EZM, KJ4WZM.
Still here, KJ4WZM, KC4EZM.
Second sign.
Tell her what I told you. That make her happy?
Yep, she's smiling now.
Keep it that way.
I'll do it.
Have a good one, Daniel, and tell Kelly I said hello. KJ4WZM, KC4EZN.
You have a good one. And she heard you. All right, we'll do one last call. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. Call KJ4WZM. WZM now securing the Blue Ridge Commuter Net with her thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use 73s, and good night.